We're absolutely delighted, and it has been a long time in the offing. It's a very big step for Douglas, and in fact a massive step, because as a party, UKIP has always said and has always believed we put the people first. So Douglas hasn't just announced that he'll be joining UKIP as an MP. He's also announced he's going to go back to the people and hold a by-election to make sure that's what the people want. So he's a very brave MP. None of the other parties would ever do that when people defect. But we in UKIP are very genuine that it's the people who come first. It's the people who are in charge. And Douglas has put his career on the line, going back to his constituents and saying, this is what I've done as a matter of principle because of the lies coming from David Cameron, this misnomer that they're somehow going to deliver a referenda when Douglas has been in the loop, very much in the loop, that they won't be delivering that. And he said enough is enough. Remembering in 2010, Douglas was one of the few MPs that UKIP didn't stand against. So he's always had our principles at heart. And we're really glad that now he's done absolutely the right thing and put the right badge on. It's the overriding issue, and I think most people recognise is exactly where Douglas comes from, which is very much UKIP's position, and that's no change for him. He's always held those views. But he's going further. In the press conference today, he'll be talking about some of the decision of government that he's disagreed with, where they've not put the constituents and the country first, where they've been playing political games that he's disagreed with. So it is much wider than that. He is with UKIP because he supports our whole manifesto that's due to be launched in September. So it's not just about Europe, but for Douglas, everybody's long known that that's one of the key issues that he's been arguing about. And now he can fight that corner properly, not with one arm held behind his back by David Cameron.